Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on this little cloudy, going to be wet weekend. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Yes, I was going to wish you a warm, bright, sunny day, but that was about an hour ago, so we'll have to put up with this again.
We have a really good show set up for you this morning. We have Pat Furman. Pat is an attorney with Epiphany Law. He's going to talk to us about estate planning and succession planning, especially if you're in business. So if you're a business owner and you're thinking about, well, what am I going to do with this business in 2, 3, 4, 5 years? Will my children be interested? Stay tuned because you'll have the opportunity to call Pat, ask him some questions about that. In the meantime, though, we'd like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter. SCORE is a national organization that brings you this radio program every weekend. It's our local chapter that does the show for you. There are probably 350 chapters, about 11,000 mentors in the country. We have 43 of the brightest mentors right here in the Fox Cities area, and we offer free mentoring service to our clients. Our clients include those who are thinking of starting a business and those who are in business. So if you're thinking of starting a business or you're in business and you have some questions about marketing, IT, intellectual properties, some legal questions, accounting, banking, cash flow, strategic planning, production, retail, any of those things, give us a call at 734-7101 because we're housed at the Chamber in Appleton. Or you can go to our website at foxcities.score.org, click on the request for mentoring. It's free. Fill out the application and try to articulate, be specific as you can on the need you have, and then we'll line up a mentor with those skills to help you with that need. In addition to the, we do service an 8-county area that goes from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac, and we have chapter offices in Oshkosh and Fond du Lac. So if you're in the listening area in any of those cities, you can contact us at 920-734-7101, or once again, go to foxcities.score.org and learn more about the SCORE chapter and how to apply for free counseling that will help your business grow. In addition to the mentoring, we also conduct some seminars throughout the year, and we have a really big one coming up on Tuesday, May 6th. Randy, tell us about that one.
All right, Tony. By the way, please, I have to apologize for my voice. I am suffering from whatever this is that's going around. So if I sound a little bit like Donald Duck, I apologize. But anyway, for those of you out there who are in business, also for those of you who are in the working situation and are wondering what is the Affordable Health Care Act all about and what is it going to be doing to me, for me, how do I work with it, what do I need to know about it, this is the program that you should attend. It's going to be coming up on May the 6th, that's Tuesday, and it's going to be held out at the Fox Valley Technical College at the Venture Center, Bordini, which is right across the road there. It is a beautiful venue, by the way, very comfortable for you and all of the necessary things to be able to enjoy the presentation.
Breakfast, but, too.
Continental breakfast. The cost is going to be only $15, so It's not going to be a lot of overhead. But as we said, for those of you who are in business, if you're an HR person, if you're an entrepreneur, you're an insurance professional, you're an accountant out there, you're just a person who's in business, or you're an individual who is going to be affected by this. And by the way, everybody is being affected by it and are wondering what's going on. We had heard so much back in January. We heard so much when this was coming out. Now we haven't heard a whole lot until just recently when they hit 8 million registers. What does this mean to me? How does it affect me? Come to this particular program. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., 3 hours, with three experts who can help you understand what's going on and how it affects you. One person is going to be Linda Hines. Linda is the principal member of the Employee Benefits Administration Services. She is a professional who works with agents to help them help you. She works primarily in the business side of this kind of program, and she works with agent compliance nationally. So she is well-respected in her area and can bring a lot of the new and up-to-date, and that's the key to this whole thing, is we're going to be putting everything, what happened, right there as of May the 6th. So it's very, very important. Secondly, we're going to have John Ulness. John is a local insurance individual here. John is very, very knowledgeable on the individual side. In fact, as you pointed out, John is the only person I've ever met who's actually read the entire Affordable Health Care Act. So he's well.
He's still the same, too. He hasn't changed.
He does seem fairly normal.
Still sane and everything?
Right. In addition to that, then, we're also going to be inviting Kurt Haling. Kurt is a CPA with Alberts and Haling, and Kurt is going to look at this situation from the perspective of a business person, asking, what do I need to do for my budgeting, for my planning for 2014 and beyond, because this is going to hit people in the pocketbook, and it's something that you need to be aware of and how it works. So please, if you haven't signed up, come on out to the website. That would be foxcities.score.org. Click on to the programs, local program section. You can also find us out on the website for biztalkwithscore.com, our website. There's a click on there that you just go on. The link takes you right to events and local programming. It takes about 2 minutes to sign up and get all set. We are expecting a pretty good turnout on this, so we'd ask if you're planning, please sign up as soon as possible.
That's going to be a really good seminar because, as Randy said, one of the things that the theme of the seminar is we want to give you the ability to apply what you're going to learn about the Health Care Act. The first hour and a half is going to be a presentation by Linda Hines, the keynote speaker, for about 45 minutes. Kurt and John will fill out the rest of that hour and a half, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back for discussion. It'll be a discussion between the panelists and the audience, answering questions and giving advice. But the theme of it is how to. So once again, May 6th, go to the website at foxcities.score.org and sign up. You can pay right there.
And when you are signing up, by the way, if you have specific questions, there is a link on there where you can put your question in. That way we'll have it in advance. So
we can address your point of interest. If you ask that question, we can take that and give it to the panel. Well, in addition to the affordable health care seminar coming up, we also do other things called the Simple Steps, 5 Simple Steps to Starting Your Business. Now, we haven't scheduled the dates yet, but that's coming up in June, so we ask if you'd take a look at the website, foxcities.score.org, keep an eye on that. And of course, Randy and I will bring that to your attention during the show in the coming weeks. But that's coming up in June. That's a very effective program. We've had a lot of people go through it for the last few years. We invite you to stay tuned for that.
Yeah, just
now
again,
we also have the scam alerts coming up.
Yes, we do. As part of our program, we work with the Better Business Bureau here in the Fox Cities, and we've got a brand new one.
Another scam.
This is a twist on what they call the check scam alert. Many of you may have seen this, where you get a check from somebody. They said, "Oh, it was only supposed to be for $500. I wrote it accidentally for $2,000. Just simply deposit it and send me a money order for the difference, and everybody will be fine." You do that, the check bounces, you lose the entire $2,000.
Of course, your money order doesn't bounce, and you're out the $1,500.
You're out that too. So, but the twist on this one that they've done, and this is important for any of you who are representatives for any direct sales companies, things like Avon, Mary Kay, any of the organizations where you receive requests from people for goods and materials, they send you a check and pull this deal on you. It's got to be a rush. It's in a hurry. Oh, shucks, I wasn't thinking, and I overwrote the check, so send me back the extra, and you lose the product, you lose the money, and you get bounced around by the bank because the check they gave you wasn't any good either.
Either ignore it or send the check back and tell them to send you the correct amount.
Right. If you're going to get, you know, if you see something like that, there's one thing to remember.
Should I do it?
No!
Oh, no!
No! Don't do it!
Okay.
That's good advice.
Right. If
That's
it sounds
good
too good to be true, don't touch it.
Don't ever do it. Okay. Well, we want to thank our sponsors for helping bring the show to you each weekend. Our sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union. We also want to thank Alberts and Haling CPAs. And, of course, we want to thank Epiphany Law. Our guest this morning, Pat Furman, is an attorney with Epiphany Law. We'll be turning to Pat just after the next break. And we want to thank eBiz Results, who helped build BizTalkWithScore.com for the BizTalk show, and they help us maintain the website. So thanks to Mike Pulvermacher and his team over there. And we want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to it for $20 a year, you should be, because you're going to get a lot of good, helpful information to grow your business. With that, we're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll reintroduce Pat because he's been on the show before. And remember, you can call in with questions if you have any questions on estate planning or succession planning. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to our show. It's Biz Talk for you this morning. It's for you, the business owner, or for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to start your business. You're at the right place, Biz Talk. We're brought to you by the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Valley area, the Fox City SCORE chapter. And our guest this morning is Pat Furman. Pat is an attorney with Epiphany Law, and Pat's expertise is in estate planning and succession planning. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
I'm fine. Good to have you on the program this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, with your background, and what does Epiphany Law specialize in? What do you do over at Epiphany Law?
Well, with Epiphany Law, the cough is going around.
No, you're welcome.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay.
We're a boutique law firm. So what that means is we specialize in specific things, mainly business and anything that really has to do with business. So our litigation arm really revolves around business. Estate planning is a component of the business planning part. Myself, I do the estate planning and some of the succession planning parts of it. And there's three of us to do estate planning and succession planning. And we think we're pretty good at it, considering that's what we focus on.
Good things come in threes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now, where can folks reach you? How do they get a hold of you at Epiphany Law?
Sure. You can call us at area code 920-996-0000.
Now, who can't remember that phone number?
Yeah. Right. And then you can email us. Mine would be pfurman@epiphanylaw.com. And you can also go to our website, epiphanylaw.com.
And Furman is spelled?
F-U-R-M-A-N.
Okay. How many attorneys do you have now at Epiphany Law? Kevin's been around a while, so.
Yeah, Kevin's been around a while. Epiphany Law has been around for 10 years now. Yep. We just celebrated 10 years.
Yep.
And right now we have 6.5 attorneys.
Okay. One.
One which is a part-time litigation attorney. So we got everything pretty much covered.
Where's your office?
We are located off of, if you go off the Ballard exit and then go north, and there's that first right-hand turn, and we're back there by where all the doctor's offices are.
Now, there's one unique thing about Epiphany Law, and that is if a client has a question, they can take an attorney to lunch. How does that work?
Basically, if you had a question, let's say that there's maybe something that's nagging at you. You don't really know if you need legal help or something like that, so you don't really want to call somebody and spend the time and money to do it. We basically have a take a lawyer to lunch, which is just call us up, say, I have a business question or estate planning question. You take one of us to lunch for the cost of a sandwich. We can answer your questions and spend the hour or whatever it is, you know, discussing your legal situation without a cost to you.
But it's not like a
fast food. Not McDonald's, not Burger. No offense to McDonald's or
it's
Burger King.
It's just a nice lunch.
You have to actually be able to sit.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that sounds like a really great idea, Pat, because so many people I talk to especially are saying, how do I figure out what attorney I should work with? How do I know it's going to work out and so on? It's a great idea to be able to at least have an opportunity to meet the person.
Right. Kevin's brainchild, which works very well because, again, you don't want to walk into an attorney's office. Sometimes you don't even know what your problem is. You just know that there's something, you know, with it, and that gives us an opportunity to kind of examine the issues. Give you a way to go, and for no money, which people like.
Cost of lunch, pretty good.
Yeah, cost of lunch. Yeah.
We're going to take our first break here. We'll come back after the break and get into the 20-minute segment with Pat. We're going to learn about succession planning and estate planning. Stay tuned. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to Biz Talk. Our guest this morning is Pat Furman. Pat is an estate planning and succession planning attorney with Epiphany Law here in Appleton. And we're going to be talking this morning about business succession planning and working in estate planning. So I guess to set the stage a little bit, if people are in business, they should start planning at some point for who's going to take over the business. There are two ways to have that happen. One is to have it occur on schedule 7 years from now. And the other unfortunate part is if someone is killed in a car accident and it happens sooner. So you really have to be prepared for both scenarios. Pat, tell us a little bit about what is the process for planning for succession in 7 years or whatever. When should they start doing it? What are some of the considerations business owners should take into account?
I mean, sometimes it is a you know, it might be a family member that's been involved in the business for quite a while. You decide that you're, you know, wanting to do other things in life, not spending, you know, 25 hours at the office. So you just decide that this person's going to take over. It might be more from a standpoint of declining health or declining energy or whatever that might be. That it starts to more impose it on you that you should be getting out. That's usually where it starts. And some people just have a date certain that they want to be out of their business.
Okay. Well, like, you know, I was going to ask, Tony dropped out a number like 7 years. But when you start talking about this, what is the timing of succession planning? I mean, everybody has their own idea. What do you recommend as far as timing on this thing?
Not to be generic, but as much time, more time than you probably need, because you're always going to run into a problem. But, you know, if you're probably looking at doing, when you're 65, getting out, having that plan in place, probably a good time to start is 62. If you wrap it up faster, no harm done. But if you're behind, then it ends up.
Now, when we say that, what you're talking about is the actual implementation starting in 3 years ahead of time?
Actually sitting down, starting to figure it out, making a plan and putting a plan in place. You know, part of what takes usually the longest amount of time is deciding who's going to take it over and how to do that. Once that's in place, we can start to put pieces into place to make that work.
Okay. If you have a question for Pat this morning, please give us a call. You can reach us if you're in the Appleton area. Call us at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Pat, when people are looking at maybe transitioning their business, they often have to have a conversation with someone like yourself who does this every day, and you see all these different situations. As a business owner, I might not think of something I should be thinking about in putting my plan together.
Correct.
How important is it to sit down and talk about this?
Very important. A good place to always start, because maybe you don't run right to an attorney, or, you know, it might start with, if you know who's going to take it over, having that discussion with them. What's their plan in 5-10 years? Do they want to do this? They might have other plans in life. Other point being having a team in place, a financial planner who can figure out what you need to retire on.
Right.
You know, once that income is taken away from you, you know, that business income is taken away from you, what are you going to live on?
That's
how are you
going to do that? That's a big part of it, isn't it?
Correct. Your accountant, tax implications. You know, might be like with you guys, talking with you, what having that plan in place, you know, mm-hmm. having your questions answered, that makes the succession plan much easier to do.
I think what you're saying is if the owner has to rely on continuing income from that business after the sale, that's really going to change the structure of the succession.
Absolutely. If you need $5,000 a month to live on, and without that, you're going back to work, we'll structure it a certain way as opposed to, you know, you're not relying upon that at
right.
all.
A couple of the other players that you didn't mention, but I think should be involved in there too. What do you see as far as a role, for instance, of insurance and the role of the banker involved in this?
Both of them, very important. With insurance, you know, usually it's one of the pieces to funding the planning uh-huh. in some way. Especially if death is involved, that, you know,
life insurance.
Yeah, life insurance would pay out and make that mm-hmm. work. And you're always talking with the banker because usually something's up for collateral.
Right.
Personal guarantees.
Yeah, personal guarantees and who's going to be taking over any kind of loans and things of that nature. So always good to have those guys in place. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit once you know what you want to do that they come into it. Especially at the front end, though, the financial advisor, the accountant, that just kind of gets your pieces in place.
Okay. But and also the most important part, though, is to have all of the family members, all of the players at the table.
Yeah. If you know, all your family members may not be involved with the business, but it's probably a good idea in most situations that the non-business children still know what's going on and why. Because you might be giving a little bit of a break to one of the children because of, you know, sweat equity they put in over the years. And you don't want to have anybody angry at you because you've done it a certain way. So if they understand that, it's much better.
Okay.
I'm hearing a theme here, Pat. It's communicate, communicate, communicate. And if you're going to be talking about
novel idea,
yeah, isn't this something?
Oh my God! But probably who knows? There might even be goals in there or something.
If you're talking to employees to take over the company or family members to take over the company, it just takes a lot of communication, maybe a lot of reiterations, mm-hmm. so people yeah. have an opportunity to ask questions. But clearly, the success of the business has to continue for the benefit of the family members and the employees and the customers. Vendors. I mean, it's a ripple effect.
Right. If you've done no planning, and as you said earlier, the planning kind of happens to you. It, you know, hey, this is yeah. how it's going to go. And if, let's say, you pass away, your family may, you know, be behind the eight ball as far as having the ability to negotiate a good price for that business because you're not there anymore. If there's a plan in place, you at least have that succession. The company is going to be strong, and they can have a better ability to do that.
I'd like to give out the number one more time. The number at Appleton, if you're in Appleton, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150.
Okay. Well, Pat, you touched on something, and that was the fact that if something happens unexpectedly, you might not be able to sell the business as you planned. You might have to have some other things. A lot of people complain about the cost of putting together a really good succession plan, a really good termination plan. How do you talk to them about that? What do you say to somebody who says, oh, gosh, it's going to cost me for the attorney, for the accountant, all these people. How do I live with that?
Yeah, and that's always an issue. You know, people are going to look at costs, and we're geared to do that. However, I look at it as though, you know, it's one of your investments you're making in your business. When you were in business, you might have spent money on buying a machine or a process in order to make more money, or to ward off some bad thing that was going to happen. And this is sort of the same thing. You put people in place that are going to help you, going to have this plan in place so that it works for you and it protects you. And that would be an investment, you know, for the rest of your life to have that plan work out well and move along the way you want it to and control that process. So it's no different than really any other investment you've made in your business along the way. It's going to cost money. There's really no way around that, you know, and, you know, it's going to...
It can save a lot of money later on.
Yeah, it's...
Because if there is no plan and someone dies, there could be a lot of litigation fighting over the assets and everything.
Yeah, and it could be
cost
just
a lot more money.
Yeah, whether your business is going through the probate process and it's a shambles, or that there's just nothing in place, and so, you know, it's going to lose money, it's going to lose customers, things of that nature.
Well, you could even find as to who can make any decisions even tomorrow morning on how to keep things going if you don't have it set up properly.
That could be a major problem. If you die. There may not be a structure in your business for the next person to write a check.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may have to go through like the probate court with that asset. And then you're asking the court for permission to do that. It takes time. It's slow. And businesses and generally are not.
Hopefully no one objects to how you want to do it in court.
Yeah, there's the other part to it too.
But the point you're making though is that, I mean, I still have, the business still has to run.
Right.
And those decisions have to be made. You can't wait 3 weeks for the judge to decide it's a good idea to write the check to buy that particular product so that you can make more.
Right. You don't want it in other people's hands to make those decisions for you.
Well, sustaining the company is why people own companies. They put money in it to sustain and preserve and grow the company. And this is just another, certainly a very smart way to invest some money. Oftentimes business owners will plan for catastrophes like a tornado or a power outage, but there isn't really a greater catastrophe than the death of the owner.
Yeah.
And there's no plan in place. That can be catastrophic.
One of the things, too, I've asked people, well, do you have a plan? And I'm sure you have had the same thing. And the guy says, oh, yeah, no problem. I've had it now for 10 years. And then you ask him, where is it? Then he says, I'm not sure. And when's the last time you reviewed it? How often should this thing be taken a look at? Should this thing be a living process, or is it just something that you get it done once and put it in the vault?
Yeah, your life changes, your business changes all the time. So those plans can change also. I think just a rule of thumb, maybe at the end of the year when you're, you know, looking over, getting stuff together for taxes and things of that nature, maybe a budget, if you have a budget process, that's looked at. What happens in the next year if I become disabled, if I'm, you know, killed, where are we in this process? Do things need to be tightened up? Things need to be changed completely. So it can change just like everything in life can change.
Pat, when someone is starting this process, they come in to see you, and they say, well, I've got 2 employees or I have some family members, whatever. I want to start talking to them. I mean, there's a sequence here that business people need to be smart about this, and they need a guide to go through this process, someone like yourself. But wouldn't it start with like a confidentiality, non-compete agreement, for example?
Yeah.
If I'm going to go talk to an employee and I want to talk to them about this, I start revealing information. I don't want him going to a competitor. And then there's like a letter of intent and then an offer. Can you kind of walk us through that process a little
bit? Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you know, if you you want to talk to people about it, but you don't maybe want to give up all the facts.
Right.
If you announce it to your staff that you're out in 2 years, they might start looking for other jobs and things of that nature. So there has to be some process put in place, and it might be different if it's family members than others, but, you know, where there is confidentiality put in place, that this isn't common knowledge within the office, that that things are put in writing. It's not a handshake deal that people forget, but there are letters of intent. There's, you know, actual written documents, maybe even possibly signed by people that allow for enforcement, things of that nature. It's important to have that because, if something would happen to you along the way, that other person has something to back them up.
There's a process in place. And that should even occur with family members.
I agree.
Really should keep it business, even with family members.
Right. Because, you may not have other people that are in the business. They might be you know, the child that is the accountant or something is not part of the farm, let's say. But that written process is going to allow them to understand what was going on, why it was going on. And you don't have, you know, at the least hard feelings, but at the worst litigation going on, because that's
it helps with that theme problems. Of communicating.
Correct.
That when people understand it in writing, it doesn't change once it's written down.
Right. And as you mentioned, that this is kept, you know, possibly confidential due to the nature of the business, that
right.
you know, you don't have, you know, people planning their escape routes
right.
left and right.
Yeah, no, we all have seen, like I said, some of the horror stories where families have been split. You know, Johnny got the business and I got, you know, thank you.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And the reason for it in most cases is just exactly what Tony said, a lack of communication.
Yeah.
You know, nobody understands, well, Dad always wanted me to have this, or Mom always said it should go this way, or whatever, and nobody put it in writing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and I've heard the argument where Dad says, well, yeah, you know, I built this business and you know you're going to get it, but doggone it all, I'm not going to give it to you till then. So,
yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do either. That's pretty dangerous.
Or the odd situation where, you know, I'm going to treat all my kids equally, but 4 out of the 5 have nothing to do with the business
yeah.
and don't
yeah.
even know where it's located,
yeah.
but you're going to include them in the business. Probably not a good idea. That's not going to go well.
You really do need to have someone like yourself guiding that business owner yeah. and the family members and the employees through that process. Because without that, they're going to trip and fall, and it's just going to be lengthier and more costly.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to an attorney so that they're a counselor. And so they're able to point out, if you do it this way, these are the problems that might happen down the line,
right.
and not, you know, like a short-term,
right.
a short-term outlook to it all.
Right. We have to take our last break right here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll pick that up. And you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky is sunny.
And that's what we're talking about this morning, money and passing money on to the next generation or the successor generation of a business. We're here with Pat Furman this morning, and Pat is an attorney with Epiphany Law. We're talking about estate planning and succession planning of businesses. If you have a question for us, we have time yet for a call or two. Give us a call at 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, 281-1150 in Appleton. And if you're outside Appleton, give us a call at 866-887-1150.
Okay, Pat, we were talking about a number of different things there. One of the areas that we're kind of sliding into was sliding the current owners out. That's part of the transition. It's one of the hard ones, because if you've been in business for so many years and so on, how long or how do you handle that part of it, of having the person who's leaving leave?
Quietly.
The graceful exit.
Yeah.
probably a case-by-case basis. And, you know, the problem is that somebody that's run the company for a number of years knows, you know, where the bodies are buried and where, you know, where the problems lie, what supplier or whatever is, you got to treat a certain way. And that could be very valuable. However, the business could be kind of hamstrung by the constant involvement by the person that used to run it. Everything has to go through their, you know, go through them to do it. There was really no reason for a succession plan.
Mm-hmm.
So a new generation, a new team needs to be kind of be given some freedom. So it's a tough thing to kind of negotiate. A lot of it's going to do with the personalities involved.
Okay.
And how you can maybe, you know, say, hey, within a year, you're, you know, longer making any decisions, because you're, you know, that those new people, though it's been run a certain way, they may have other ideas that are better than the way that you ran it. It's just because it was done for a long time a certain way doesn't mean it should always be done that way.
Okay, so everybody's got to sit down again and recognize personalities and communicate. Okay.
Yeah, business owner, the business changes, technology changes, customer demands change, mm-hmm. and so maybe the seller is not current with all the new technologies. One other thing we wanted to talk about, I think, this morning in terms of succession planning is how do you value a business? Valuation is a pretty important factor in all of this. Now, that's not what the attorney does.
Right.
But the business owner needs to go get a value on his business.
Yeah, and the valuation is going to depend a lot on whether you have a business that's relied upon you or you have a business that's not relied upon you. For example, the person that, you know, every decision is made by the business owner. If they're not in the office, the place won't run. That business is not going to be valued as high as someone who has systems in place that, you know, could go on a month-long vacation. The place will still run and still make money. So some of, you know, having those things in place are going to increase the value of the company. But you're right. It so many things are going to come into effect as to how it's valued. But starting with that valuation is very important because otherwise you don't know what you're starting with as far as, you know, how much are we going to pay for this?
Right. And I've seen it where a valuation is done for the seller, another valuation is done on behalf of the buyer, and they still don't agree, so they might have a third valuation done and do an average.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of approaches to that.
Right.
But you got to have your numbers down correctly.
Yeah. And even going into a negotiation, knowing what you're even dealing with is important. Yeah. Is the equipment valued at X amount of dollars instead of something else is very important for even a starting point.
Well, Pat, we ask our guests to leave a biz tip for us on the show, and I'm sure you've got a really good one for us this morning.
I think it's my biz tip every time I'm on here.
Repetition is good.
Yeah, it's preparing for things. It might feel like it's costing you money. It's saving you money in the long run. Actually being prepared, having things in place. Whether it's having an estate plan or a succession plan, you know, having those things in place is a lot better than scrambling at the end to try to fix problems.
The old Boy Scout model.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Absolutely. Well, we got a number of things coming up soon with the Affordable Health Care Act seminar. Please take a quick look at that. Go out to either the SCORE website or to the BizTalk website, and you can link right to it.
SCORE.org. Foxcities.score.org. And next week, our guest is going to be Linda Hines. Linda's the keynote speaker for this seminar coming up. We're going to have Linda on the phone in her home in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. She's going to be our guest. So if you'd like to get a preview on the healthcare seminar that's coming up on May 6th, be sure to tune in next week and you'll be able to call in with some questions. We want to bring Linda on to kind of promote the program because it's a very important how to apply the Health Care Act to your situation.
Great.
So with that, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks, Pat, for being our guest this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.